It's hour two of a special Anything You Ever Wanted to Know winter membership campaign show today. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our phone number is 800-933-5372. Our email address, anything@kera.org. And you can also send me your questions and answers via the Twitter. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. 2 hours of show today because we had a big goal. Between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. today, our goal is to raise $10,000. Why? Well, first of all, we've got to finish this membership campaign sometime the next few days, and that would help us get there. Second, well, maybe this is first. Kate and Keith Newman, big supporters of the station, friends of the station, dedicated listeners as well, have issued a big challenge to you, the Anything You Ever Wanted to Know Friday KERA listeners. When you donate $10,000, remember, that was our goal, by 2 p.m. today, and that's when this special edition of the Anything Show is going to end, Kate and Keith will contribute an additional $2,500 to the station. And that contribution, that $2,500 additional gift that they're going to make if we raise the $10,000, well, that's going to be matched by the Texas Instruments Foundation as part of their employee and retiree gift matching program. This is huge. This is really huge. And we need this win today. We really need to make this during this hour. Only you can do it, though, when you call 888-694-6931. When you go online to KERA.org and make a contribution. And when you do give to the station, we're going to automatically enter you to win an iPad Air 2. The drawing will be this evening, and that deadline is at 7 p.m. tonight. So do it right now, 888-694-6931, or on the web at KERA.org. Now, we have some very patient folks who hung on during the news at 800-933-5372, and let's get to them now. Let's go to Stacy in Dallas. Hey, Stacy. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, you're right. Go right ahead. You're on.
Hi. This is Stacy in Dallas, and I had a question. I'm in the healthcare field, as are a number of my friends and colleagues, and we all noticed after coming in from an international conference that there are a number of agents, and I don't know enough to know what nationality, but that wear face masks in the airports.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I've seen a lot of people of American nationality wearing face masks in the airports,
no,
too.
This is fairly common, though.
Right, right. No, it started, you know, I think it may have started with the SARS. Someone will correct me if I'm wrong.
SARS.
I think it started with SARS and then with swine flu and other things. It's become a thing, especially in Asia. People who are traveling, you know, don't want to be exposed to viruses and stuff. And I've seen some people here in the States doing it too. When we had, you know, the stories this fall and stuff. Although, you know, that it wasn't that kind of an issue. But you know, people were reacting the way they were reacting because people are afraid.
Well, so is it to protect themselves or to protect us from something they might have? What is it, a cultural phenomenon or religious, whatever?
Well, you know, this has been a bad flu season, and if you're in the healthcare field, you know that, right?
Yeah.
And I have some friends who were prescribed by their doctors to wear masks themselves. This is a health thing. They may have something, or they may not want to be exposed. You know, either way, I think that it's probably not a bad idea when there's a bad flu season. You know, when you're on a plane during flu season, people are coughing and stuff all around you. You think, oh, I really wish I'd thought to get a mask. So, hope that answers your question. But we'll see if somebody has more on that.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thanks for calling. You bet.
Bye.
Not line open 800-933-5372. That's where Braxton in Fort Worth is calling from. Hey, Braxton.
Hey, just wanted to make a comment about the Eagle Mountain. Views and stuff like that. Are you there?
I am.
Okay, yeah, I just want to make a comment about the Eagle Mountain Lake views and stuff. There's a park up on the north side of the lake called Eagle Mountain Park.
Right.
It has lots of views. If you like to hike, especially, there is one you can get to with a short walk, but there are some beautiful views if you're willing to hike out some.
Great. Well, hey, thanks so much, Braxton.
You're welcome. All right.
Line open 800-933-5372. Email anything at KERI.org. Also, you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. Up next on the phone is Raylan in Dallas. Hello, Raylan.
Hello.
Hi there.
I have an answer for the person who was calling about the robocalls.
Yeah.
All you have to do is log on or go online and go to FCC.gov. And if you're already registered on the Do Not Call list, there's a link to report people who are calling. And you just, if you report them, you can be compensated.
Very good. Raylan, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
All right. We also got an email on this from Daryl, who says, do a web search for National Do Not Call Complaint. And Daryl says there's a simple form to fill out, and they'll automatically check that your phone is on the list and then request information about the source of the call, date, time of day, phone number, name of business, etc. There's a box to provide additional details that could be helpful. And then you submit the form. Daryl says they do not provide feedback. And he says, I've stopped receiving calls from local financial advisor that was robocalling from a private address. So that it may be that that did help. And Daryl says there have been some large fines levied against some organizations, according to news reports. So reporting may help put pressure on enforcement. 800-933-5372 is our phone number. Email address anything at KERA.org. We're going to check in down the hall shortly here and see how we're doing. The number there is 888-694-6931. If you're like, what do you mean? What does he mean down the hall? Well, that's where our wonderful fundraising campaign producers are located, as well as the computer that keeps track of how much we've raised, how much there's left to go, and all that stuff, and where people who come into volunteer work, and they have a little closed-circuit television set up that's, you know, honestly, like circa 1981, that they can communicate. But we're going to check in down there at 888-694-6931 in just a moment to see how we're doing on our goal. But a couple of questions I want to get out there so we can start getting some answers in here. Let's see. This is from Jeff in Lancaster. He says, the accusation that a team provided the playoff game with illegally or potentially or allegedly illegally underinflated footballs, regardless of the truth of the accusation, what interested me is that the teams provide the balls. He says, I believe in baseball, the umpires, independent of any team working for the league, not only provide balls but prepare them, inspect the surface before and during play, and routinely discard from play any ball thought to be out of conformance with standards. And Jeff, I believe you're correct there. He says, he continues, baseballs are perhaps cheaper than other sports balls, but who provides and inspects the inflation surface or other play-affecting attributes of balls in professional basketball and volleyball and soccer, etc.? Who provides and inspects footballs in NCAA college or UIL high school play? Is the NFL unique among pro leagues in football in allowing a team to put a perhaps lopsidedly advantageous non-standard ball into play? And I'm going to write down lopsidedly advantageous as my favorite word of the show today. And Jeff asks, how come more sports writers and journalists aren't asking similar questions? It is a pretty big story, this issue with the New England Patriots, perhaps or allegedly using underinflated balls when they were when their offense was on the field. And I also had no idea that teams provide the game balls. So we'll see if somebody has some thoughts on that. We got, you know, 45 more minutes of show. We could probably cover that. And we got a question from Nora in Arlington, who says, here's something I've been wondering about ever since moving to DFW and finding KERA. Every now and then, your station performs a test of the Texas Emergency Alert System. And she says, in fact, I heard it today at 11:39 a.m. She says, who does the voice for that test? Because it sounds just like Harry Shearer of The Simpsons and Spinal Tap fame and many other movies and shows. Nora says, my boyfriend and I listen to his NPR show, Le Show, every Sunday, so I'm very familiar with his voice, but I never expected to hear him moonlighting for the EAS. Nora says, am I right, or is it someone else who just sounds an awful lot like him? Well, Harry Shearer was here a couple of months ago, and I reminded him when he was here to do the Think Show that about 2 or 3 years ago, he was here for a Sunday morning interview, and our operations director, Eric Bright, asked him if he wouldn't mind reading some copy for us. And Harry Shearer looked at Eric, you know, I mean, Harry Shearer is a highly paid voice actor and actor and comedian and writer. And he looked at Eric Bright, who is the greatest, by the way. And then he looked at the copy, and the copy was for the EAS test. And he said, I've always wanted to do this, you know. So he did. And I told Harry Shearer, I said, you know, you're the voice of the end of the world here at KERA. And he had some story about, you know, how he'd always loved those emergency alert announcements, and when he was a kid, and the announcers were so, it was so serious sounding, and it was kind of scary if you think about the context, right? I mean, 40 years ago, what the emergency alert system might have meant in terms of the Cold War and potential nuclear annihilation. So, yeah, it's Harry Shearer. But don't tell anybody, because it's kind of our little secret. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Hey, the other number that we are starting to get seriously in need of you to call is 888-694-6931. We need you to make your contribution so we can continue to provide you with the radio station that you listen to. You're listening right now. You listen all the time. Maybe you particularly like this question and answer show on Fridays. I hear from so many of you, and I, you know, I carry a little notebook around because invariably when I meet somebody, they, oh, I've got this question. And, you know, it's a lot of fun to do this show, but we have to keep the lights on, right? We have to keep the radio station broadcasting, and we have to raise money to do that. That's what we're doing during this winter membership campaign. And when you call 888-694-6931, when you contribute online at kera.org, you're helping to make that a reality. You're helping to actually create, preserve, extend, strengthen, and continue this broadcasting service, something you're already using. We don't even have to sell this to you. You already bought it. You spend tons of time listening to the station. This is your station. The hard thing is convincing you to help pay for it. That's why, you know, there's just one you, right? And that's the only person that I'm trying to convince to call right now. 888-694-6931. I'm trying to convince you to go online to kera.org and make your contribution. And we've got lots of incentives. And today, the biggest one during the show today is this challenge from Kate and Keith Newman. They're challenging you to contribute right now, before 2 o'clock. We got to raise $10,000 in order to accept an additional $2,500 from Kate and Keith Newman. They're big supporters of the station. Kate was even down here yesterday helping with the membership campaign as a volunteer, you know, working on our tally, working on the phones, working on the computer. Thanks so much to her for that. Thanks so much to them for this challenge. It's a $2,500 challenge that we have to raise $10,000 by 2 o'clock to get it. And what's even crazier is that it's going to be matched. The Texas Instruments Foundation, also supporters of the station, have this employee and retiree gift matching program. As a matter of fact, if you're a Texas Instruments employee or a retiree, your contribution to KERA could be matched. But, you know, if Kate and Keith Newman are able to make this $2,500 challenge gift to the station, the TI Foundation is going to match it. So that's $5,000. And you know how much we have left to raise? $2,420. $2,420. That's, you know, that's 10 people at $240, right? That's 10 people taking advantage of this great Downton Abbey thank you gift. All five seasons of Downton Abbey when you make a $20 a month contribution to KERA. All five seasons on DVD or Blu-ray. It's $20 a month. Do it right now, 888-694-6931. We could wrap up this goal if you'll call 888-694-6931 or give online at kera.org. We'll be back in 2 minutes. This is Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. It's hour two of a special winter membership campaign edition of the show. 2 hour show today. Your questions, your answers, 800-933-5372 is the telephone number. Do it online at kera.org or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter where I see your tweets come across almost instantaneously. Of course, we're also fundraising during this campaign. And down the hall, we're waiting to hear from you at 888-694-6931 or on the web at KERA.org. We heard from Nona Ellison in Arlington, Cesar Reina in Dallas, Carl Lamb in Flower Mound, Jesus Rodriguez in McKinney. Thanks to Richard Olson in Dallas and Walterine Smith in Greenville. I want to thank Jean Wimberly in Irving, Sharon Kowalski in Dallas, and Scott English in Richardson. Thank you so much to each of you. Also, Joseph Vieira in Fort Worth, Alice Nemec in Irving, and Terry Carmian in Fort Worth. Thank you so much to each and every one of you. You're the ones. You're the ones that are making this radio station a reality. If you think about the fact that, you know, 40-plus years ago, somebody had the idea of putting a radio station on the air and doing the best possible news coverage that could be done, the highest standards of journalism, unimpeachable ethics, an approach to the news that, in the best traditions of news gathering, the most honorable traditions of news gathering, and then just give it all away. I mean, it's really an outgrowth, I think, of the optimism that our country had in spite of what was going on in the 60s. Public radio came out of that tumultuous time, and a group of journalists said, you know what, we can do this, and we can help people understand what's going on, and we can do it without advertising. You know, we can do it without corporate sponsors who are paying the way. And the way we do it is we just give it away and then ask you to help pay for it. Now, if in 2015, if you wanted to start a business, a journalism business, well, I mean, who's starting a journalism business, right? But if you want to start any business and just give the product away, and then say, yeah, three times a year we'll ask people to help pay for it. I don't know. I don't know if you're going to get any venture capital funding on that. You know, I just don't know if you could do it now. But it happens every single day. That's the thing, you know? It's an improbable thing. And it's great. And many of us have made it our life's work to come and do this work here at KERA. I've been here for 18 years, and it's a joy to be here every single day. And it's especially a joy to do this show. And it's an honor to ask you to support it by calling 888-694-6931 or by going online to KERA.org. All right. So do that. Help us raise the remaining $1,870. That's all that's left to make this goal. We got $1,870 left to go to make the goal, to accept the what's essentially a $5,000 additional gift. It's $2,500 from Kate and Keith Newman, and then that's going to be matched by the Texas Instruments Foundation. So we just need the $1,800, $1,870. Goal gets made. Everybody cheers. We got plenty of time for your questions and answers. And the patient caller of the week award goes to JC in Fort Worth. JC, thanks for hanging in there.
Hey, not a problem, brother. How you doing?
Doing well.
Hey, I got a question for you. There's those gas wells. Mm-hmm. They're all in my neighborhood and basically, you know, within a mile or so of my house. And basically what I wanted to know is how do I find out if, if they've drilled near or around my house?
Right, if they've horizontally gone under your house or...
Yes, exactly. Because ever since they've... I've been in my house now for about 7 years, and about 5 years ago, when they started moving in, I've had a lot of foundation problems, and I've had it fixed before, but, mm-hmm. I mean, I can't seem to get any answers.
Right, did you do the thing where you sell the mineral rights, or did you never have the mineral rights?
Yeah, nobody's ever asked me,
right.
But and I talked to the people that previously owned the house, and they said that the mineral rights were still, you know, under my control.
Right. Yeah. You might want to check your closing papers from when you closed on the house, and but we'll see if somebody can give you some advice on that. I'm sure you're not the first person who's wondered this in Fort Worth.
Right. All right. Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks for calling.
Show, buddy.
Hey, thank you very much. Let's see. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Beth in Carrollton. Hey, Beth. Beth, are you there? You know what? Beth, I think I'm hearing your radio. Call us back, Beth. Let's go next to Amy calling from Tyler. Hello, Amy.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey there.
My question involves the spelling of my last name.
Uh-huh.
I'm not supposed to say my name on the air, I suppose, but it's a Turkish name.
You can say your last name on the air. It's okay. I mean, you're the one saying it, right?
I'm sorry, what?
You're the one saying it. You can say your last name on the air.
Oh, I can?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Just this one time, though. I'm kidding.
Okay.
Go ahead.
It's Erskan.
Uh-huh.
But it's spelled O-V-K-A-N. So, with that spelling, someone that didn't know it was Turkish, they would call me Ozkan, which
right.
A lot of times I get that. And my question is that I recently joined Facebook and put my profile picture, my name, and
mm-hmm.
all of that. But I wonder, I know there's a way to be able to choose the foreign symbols, because I would like
right.
to put the umlaut that goes over the O.
Sure.
And at work, whenever they print my name on anything, it's basically misspelled.
Okay, well, here's...
And,
I just looked it up for you.
Okay.
So here's how you do it, okay? So the easiest way is just to search for international character keyboard shortcuts on Google.
Wow. Let me write that down. It's a long one.
Sure. So it's just international characters. You
okay.
can just search for international character... keyboard or shortcuts on Google,
okay.
and it'll come up because we run into this, as you can imagine, in the news business, especially when we're drafting something or editing something that's going to go on our web page. And there's a way to do it in Mac. There's a way to do it in Microsoft. I think they're similar, but you can look at both. But for the umlaut, it's you actually push Control, then Shift, then colon. And then let everything go, and then you type the letter, and it will automatically have a little umlaut above it.
Is that, well, I use two computers. I use Microsoft at work and the Mac
sure.
at home.
Yeah, it may be different, but once you do it once in a Word doc, then you can copy that into other documents. So if you're using a different software program, or for example, if someone writes me an email and they have a tilde or an umlaut in their name spelling or whatever. If I don't want to take the time to look up, because I can never remember how to do it, the keyboard shortcut and do it, then I'll just copy their name from their email or from where they've correctly typed it with the character, the international character, and I'll just copy that into my response so that it's automatically there. And that's another way to do it, is to copy it. But just look up the international keyboard character shortcuts, and you'll find it, I mean, immediately.
Okay, great. Thank
All right.
you.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. We've also got, you can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. Shahid says, how do I donate by texting? Well, you can text the word KERA, and Shahid said this on Twitter, you can text KERA to 41444. And what's going to happen is you're going to get a text right back with a link to a very easy, short, smartphone-friendly form to fill out for your membership contribution. So just text KERA to 41444, and then you're going to hear right back from us. From the inbox, anything at kera.org, Billy wants to know if there's a retailer in the area that sells cheese wax used for coating cheese. Does anybody know where to find cheese wax? I guess you're making some cheese. Let's see. Kevin says, I've read that when you see people wearing face masks when they travel, they're doing it because they themselves were feeling ill and don't want to spread anything. Which, as I mentioned, I had a couple of friends who came down with the flu, and their doctor, when they left the doctor's office, they had face masks on, so that they didn't infect their family or anybody in the public on the way home, because the flu's been really bad this year. Jamie says people in cities in China also wear face masks because of the severe pollution in many cities. There is that too. Let's see. This is from Syed. who asks, if you have an idea for an invention or innovation that you would like to have prototyped, how would you go about doing that in the Dallas area? You know, there's a group called Makers Space in Dallas. If you Google Makers Space in Dallas, you'll find this club. And it's kind of a place where you can go to work with people or to use tools or to you know, make connections. And those folks might be able to help you with that. Let's see. We got an email from Jay who says, I'm running a race in Colorado in August, and I plan on making a number of trips to get used to the altitude. But how long do the benefits last, the benefits of, I guess, training at altitude, after I come back to the Dallas area? He says, I want to get into the race area at least 8 days before the race to acclimatize, but I would like to get there with a little bit of altitude under my belt already, so to speak. I've seen people running with these devices that, I guess, limit how much oxygen you can take in while you're training. So you might look into that, although it seems like it might do more harm than good. I would be concerned. So you might look into that, or if you have a doctor that you consult with on your training. But we'll see if we get some suggestions for you, or if anybody knows how long the benefits last. In my experience hiking at altitude out west, it hasn't lasted too long, because we're at 500 feet here, thereabouts, sea level here. There's just not much benefit. But, we'll see if we get an answer for you. 800-933-5372 is our telephone number. Email address, anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to Laura calling from Dallas. Hello, Laura.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. How about you?
Good.
Good. My daughter's about to graduate from Booker T, and she wants a graduation party on a rooftop. Maybe downtown or maybe Oak Cliff. And so I'm looking for something affordable where I can take a boatload of high school kids for a graduation party.
Hmm. Okay. Well, we'll see if we get some suggestions for you. You got a few months, obviously, right? Because you didn't graduate until May.
I'm all over it.
Good. Yeah, you're way ahead of it. All right. Well, we'll see if we get some suggestions for you.
Thanks, Seth.
All right. Up next at 800-933-5372 is David in Dallas. Hello, David.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey there.
I listen to the Weekend Edition every weekend on KERA,
right.
And they play a Bach guitar piece at 9:40 each day. And I'm trying to find out who the artist is and the CD that music comes from.
So
I've contacted actually someone at KERA, left a couple of messages. I've tried emailing, but I get an automated response back to, search the music.
Right, so you're hearing it on Saturday and on Sunday?
Yes.
Okay.
At 9:40.
At 9:40 a.m. during Weekend Edition. Mm-hmm. And is there someone talking over it?
Like, no.
For instance, is Shelley Canavy talking over it and saying,
no.
Coming up at 10, you've got Car Talk or Aquarium Companion? No? Okay. So, and it's happening every weekend or just the last weekend?
Every weekend.
Okay. All right. Well,
For the last few years that I've been listening to the program.
Okay. Well, that's pretty good information. Somebody, if they're listening, may be able to track that down. Now, if you, David, if you email anything at kera.org, we can forward that to the folks who can look at the schedule here and see if it's a local, spot. If it's the national spot, you can go on npr.org, and if you look at the rundown for Weekend Edition, it usually will list all the little music spots that they play throughout the show. I know they do that for Morning Edition and for All Things Considered. Once the show has been broadcast, they'll list the rundown with all the stories, and they'll sometimes put in there usually what the little music beds were. So that's another place to look. But if you'll email us at anything at kera.org with that question too, we'll try to take a look at it.
I will do that. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling.
Goodbye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Of course, if you're listening and you hear that piece on the weekends and you know what it is, just call us at 800-933-5372 and tell us who the artist is, what the CD is, et cetera, or email us anything at kera.org. That's what Kevin did. He says, NFL quarterbacks have a long history of having balls that have been personalized for their own preferences. He says they distress them in various ways, in some cases seasoning them for an entire offseason to get them just right. Says the New York Times had a great article about the process the Giants go through for Eli Manning. I'm sure you can find it with a quick Google search. Kickers, on the other hand, are very constrained in the balls they use for field goals and kickoffs. A while back, there was a lot of doctoring going on that created an unfair advantage, similar to the Vaseline and sandpaper tricks that Major League Baseball has outlawed. So the kicker balls are provided new for each play by the officials and the league, not the teams. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me your questions and answers. We've got about 22 more minutes in the show. We've still got the opportunity for you to support the station at 888-694-6931. For you to go online to kera.org and help us with this winter membership campaign. I want to give a huge, huge thanks to everybody who has called or contributed online since 11 a.m. We started this $10,000 countdown, this $10,000 challenge from Kate and Keith Newman. The great news is that we've actually achieved the $10,000 goal. So that's the crowd cheering for Kate and Keith Newman and for all of you. That's actually just me just going like that, but it kind of sounds like, no, it doesn't. When I was 7 or 8 years old, though, it sounded like a huge crowd. Still kind of does, actually, if I'm being honest. I still like to think it does. Well, I'm burying the lead here. The lead is we made the goal, and so we're able to accept the additional $2,500 for the station from Kate and Keith Newman. Thank you so much for issuing the challenge. That contribution is going to be matched by the Texas Instruments Foundation. This is huge. For a total of $5,000 additional gift to the station because you called 888-694-6931 because you gave online at kera.org. Thanks to Lewis Gent in Dallas and Nancy Cortez in Denton. Thanks to Karen Seligman in Denton. They did it. Darrell Smith in Greenville and Jeffrey Gaba in Dallas and Melissa Petty in Dallas. They did it. But you know what? We're still waiting to hear from you. It goes on. The membership campaign rolls on. It must roll on until it's successfully concluded. And that's going to happen in a couple of days. Right now, you can end the drive for yourself with a call to 888-694-6931. Do it right now. We'll be back.
Sometimes it seems like the news industry is one big runaway train headed way too fast. Destination unknown. I'm Melissa Block. At All Things Considered, we plan our daily voyage carefully and take the time to see the important sights along the way. Don't worry, we'll still get you where you need to go. All Things Considered from NPR News. Enjoy the journey.
Weekday afternoons beginning at 4 on KERA 90.1.
Financial news changes by the very minute. Domestic and global markets are crazy.
China's not about to move away from buying U.S. Treasuries.
The European Central Bank wading into the Spanish and Italian government bond market today.
The whole debt ceiling debate made us look dysfunctional. We all know that.
That's okay, though, because we're here. Marketplace. It's the business show for the rest of us. It's from APM, American Public Media.
Weekday evenings at 6:30 on KERA 90.1.
I'm Marco Werman. PRI's The World is News.
By this point, we've got more security forces just to keep people back for their own safety.
The world is changing.
There's a huge, huge number of young women veiled, but also wearing tight jeans and makeup.
The world is strange.
Posse Waller, which is a man inordinately fond of jam.
Join us on The World.
Weekday afternoons at 2 on KERA 90.1.
This is 90.1 KERA. Scientists believe the fifth extinction, which killed off the dinosaurs, was caused by an asteroid. The sixth is being caused by human behavior. Or as one scientist put it, this time we're the asteroid. On the next Fresh Air, Elizabeth Colbert talks about her book, The Sixth Extinction. Fresh Air this afternoon at 3 on KERA 90.1.
It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. Phone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything@kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We are going to take your questions, your answers up until the end of the hour. We're also going to continue to remind you that this radio station, this program, kind of a one-of-a-kind show, and certainly a one-of-a-kind radio station. KERA is your public radio station. We're counting on you to help support it. Your contributions actually give us the tools to do what you're listening for. You know, you listen, you tune in to find out what's going on this show. You tune in maybe to get a laugh or to learn something new, maybe to get a question answered. But your contributions are what fuel this radio station. It's really clean, actually. It's really a nice, clean way to fund a media organization. The issue is that we're never sure. We're hopeful. We're encouraging. We remind you. And the best time to give is right now. You're listening right now. Later on, you may not, nobody's going to be reminding you of how much you love KERA. I'm here to do that right now. You love the station. You listen to the station. You use it. You should support it. And it's as affordable as you want it to be. Just call 888-694-6931. Go online to kera.org. Make the contribution. Help us make this drive a successful membership campaign. If you can do $20 a month, we'll thank you with seasons 1 through 5 of Downton Abbey on Blu-ray or DVD. You get to decide if you want DVD or Blu-ray. All 5 seasons of Downton Abbey. And the 5th season hasn't even finished airing on public television yet. $20 a month gets you all 5 seasons of Downton Abbey. You can go back and watch the whole thing. You can share it with your mom. You can share it with a friend. You can have a lost weekend where you watch, 40 episodes of Downton Abbey, right? Make a $20 contribution. We'll send you that. And you know what? You can still listen to the radio station. And you can listen to it knowing that you helped pay for it. That's really the win when you make a contribution. I know it's like taking your medicine, or it's like eating vegetables, or it's like, having to put your shoes on, or what else is there that, having to, everybody thinks that it's such a horrible thing to have to listen to the pledge drive or to make a contribution to the station, but really once you do it, and this is backed up. I mean, I've had actual real life human beings. This isn't just the people who are in charge of the pledge drive telling us this. Real life people who've given to the station have said, Jeff, I listened for years and I always kind of felt bad about it. But I finally got around to giving. And this particular person is a gentleman named Dick Wells, who joined at the Friends level because he said he'd listened for 20 years and never gave. And he felt like by the time he gave, he owed at least $1,500 a year. I'm not kidding. I've had this conversation with more than one person. So once you finally give, it really does feel different. It really does feel like you, you'll know. Just try it. Just try it and see. And you know what? Let me know if I'm wrong. 888-694-6931. Online at kera.org. Or text us. Text the word KERA to 41444. Let's go back to the phones now to 800-933-5372. And now the reigning patient caller award winner of the week champion is Beth in Carrollton. Hey, Beth, thanks for holding on.
Oh, hi. Hi. My cell phone fell asleep last time. Not me.
Uh-oh. Okay, good. All right. Thanks for calling back.
Thank you. I'm going to say one quick word about the campaign, and that is besides how wonderful KERA, the most stimulating thought for me to call in and contribute is how much I pay a cable bill every month. And I'm ashamed right. that it's a lot more than I pay KERA, and yet KERA I use so much and love so dearly.
Oh, thank you so much, Beth.
Okay, what I wanted to mention was the snoring problem that someone called in about last hour. And that, certainly affects the poor sleepers around the snorer. But snoring can be a sign of a really serious problem for the snorer, if you will, and that is not getting sufficient oxygen while they're sleeping. sleep apnea is what we call it in healthcare, and it can affect the client. We just keep seeing research that indicates it can affect so many aspects of a client's health. So that person should really be evaluated, and some quick assessment that can be made is when the person is awakened, you know, in the morning, awakens naturally. Does he feel rested? Does he feel irritable instead of calm, as we should feel in the morning unless we're late? And if either of those things are true, it really would be important for that person to be evaluated. There are a number of things that can be done, some non-invasive, some kind of serious invasive, mm-hmm. but still certainly possible. But it's really an important problem.
Hey, thanks so much, Beth, for that suggestion and for your support of the station and the testimonial. Really appreciate your call.
Thank you so much, hon. And thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
All right, line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. That's where we got this from Larry in Dallas, who says, many years ago, there was a TV program that was a comical look at many great operas. It glibly summarized them as incest, murder, fratricide, lust, etc. Says it was a hoot, but I can't find it. I'm pretty sure it was a Canadian film. Does anyone remember this show and where I might be able to find it, perhaps with a link online? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Lisa in Dallas. Hello, Lisa.
Hi. I had a suggestion for the woman who was giving a party for her daughter's graduation.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I think she wanted a rooftop restaurant.
Right.
And mine, it's real obvious, but there's an El Phoenix downtown that has a rooftop, and they have an indoor and an outdoor area. And it would be perfect for something like that, a high school party.
Very good. Hey, that's a great suggestion. Thanks, Lisa.
Okay, thanks.
All
bye.
Right. We also heard from Laura, who emailed us at anything at kera.org. Check out the El Phoenix downtown. They have a private room with an adjoining rooftop patio available for booking. So there you go. Another suggestion was from Jared, who says, look into Off the Grid in Dallas. They have a location that has both an indoor area with a rooftop, fairly affordable, depending on the day you want to rent. So there's Off the Grid is a suggestion from Jared. And Micah suggests on that music that our listener was hearing during Weekend Edition to use Shazam or SoundHound or a smartphone app when it's playing, especially if you know it's going to play. You can, you know, have your phone listen to it when you know it's going to play and see if it comes up. Although I have had I've tried that with some classical music, and it's tougher than the stuff that's newer, you know, automatically has the metadata that the app reads. But it is a good suggestion. 800-933-5372 is the telephone number. Email address anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Down the hall, we're still taking your calls at 888-694-6931. We're still taking your contributions at kera.org. The big news is we made the challenge. We made the goal. We started at 11 a.m. with a $10,000 goal. And Kate and Keith Newman, friends of the station, big supporters of the station, had issued a challenge to raise that $10,000 by 2 p.m. And they said they would contribute an additional $2,500. Well, we did make the $10,000. So thanks to Kate and Keith Newman, they're going to give an additional $2,500 to the station. And that contribution is going to be matched by the Texas Instruments Foundation as part of their employee and retiree gift matching program. So this is really a huge win today. Thanks to everybody who has given. Thanks especially to Kate and Keith Newman for making the challenge. But thanks to everybody who gave in any amount to get us there. Holly Cooper in Dallas, thank you so much. Thanks to James Monroe in Dallas. James, really appreciate it. Paul Silvernail in Denton, thanks very much, Paul. Thanks also to Eleanor and John Mason in Haltom City. Eleanor and John, thank you very, very much for your contribution during the show today. Of course, when you give right now, you're automatically entered into a drawing. The deadline's 7 o'clock tonight. we're going to give away an iPad Air 2. When you give a contribution, now if you go to KERA.org, you can read the rules. You can enter the contest there, especially if you gave in the fall or if you're a sustaining member. You can go to KERA.org and you can enter the contest there. But you're automatically entered when you make a contribution at KERA.org or when you call 888-694-6931. And here's the thing. When you enter, when you make your contribution, you're automatically entered in this drawing. Even if you don't win the iPad Air 2 at 7 o'clock tonight, you're still supporting your public radio station, which is a good thing. And you're also entered into the rest of the drawings for the membership campaign. We're going to give away an iPhone 6 Plus. We're going to give away an Apple Watch. And the iPad Air 2 deadline is 7 o'clock tonight. So if you have not yet given during this membership campaign, because if you have given, you're already in the drawing, okay? But if you've not yet given, you're not in the drawing. So make your contribution right now at 888-694-6931. Go online to kera.org. Do it right now, and we can enter you in the drawing. We can use your contribution to fuel this radio station. I talked earlier about a couple of great opportunities for you. Well, here's a really great one. When you call 888-694-6931, we can thank you with a pair of tickets to one of the following speakers at UT Arlington's Maverick Speaker Series. We have worked with UT Arlington a number of ways here at the station, and they always have a fantastic series of speakers. And Michio Kaku is going to speak in February. Henry Cisneros will speak in March, and Bob Costas is coming in April. These are all going to be at UT Arlington. And KERA has a limited number of tickets. When you make a call right now to 888-694-6931 and make at least a $120 contribution, you have to call to get these tickets because it's limited, and they have to kind of check it off as they say, oh, okay, we've only got this many pairs of tickets left. You can get a pair to one of these shows, to one of these speakers, when you make a $120 contribution. And we've also got tickets to see Away with Words, Martha Barnett and Grant Barrett, and Chris Boyd, who's going to moderate a conversation with them on Thursday, April 23rd at the Majestic Theater. These tickets are also only available by calling 888-694-6931. We're doing one ticket at the $120 level or a pair of tickets at the $240 level. If you have seen a show in the Majestic Theater, then you know it's a great place to see these kinds of things. America's Test Kitchen was here a few months ago, and that was a great show with Christopher Kimball. A lot of fun. And Grant and Martha are awesome. They've been here on the Think Show before. That's going to be a really great show. Or if you want to do that $20 a month donation as a sustaining member, and don't forget, you can choose either the Downton Abbey Super Pack, and I'm not talking about a political organization. I'm talking about all five seasons of Downton Abbey on DVD or Blu-ray when you give $20 a month to the station. You can choose that, or you can get the I Love Public Radio mug set, four really cool public radio mugs. So show your love for KERA in every day part. You get the Morning Edition mug, the Think mug, the All Things Considered mug, the BBC mug. That's also available for a $20 a month contribution when you call 888-694-6931 or when you go online and give at kera.org. It's really, really easy to do. You know, it's all set up to make this as easy as possible. No one is going to go, let's raise a lot of money to, pay the bills at the station. Let's make it really hard for people to give. No, it's really easy to do. When you call 888-694-6931, you talk to a really friendly person who will walk you through the membership process. If you want to go online to KERA.org, fill out the membership form yourself. You can totally do that too. Or if you text us, text the word KERA to 41444. We're going to send you right back a text. We'll be text buddies, first of all. That's kind of cool. And there'll be a link there that will send you to a really easy, smartphone-friendly membership form for you to fill out. So all kinds of different ways for you to give. But, you know, there's really only one person who can decide to give, and that's you. You have to make the decision. And you've already decided to listen to the station. And I'm sure your time is very valuable, and you probably spend an awful lot of it with KERA. You know, at least the people that I meet who tell me they listen to KERA listen a lot. And you know, most of them support the station. How about you? Call us at 888-694-6931. Go online to kera.org. Support the station that brings you so much, whether it's the Anything You Ever Wanted to Know show once a week, the Think show 4 days a week, you know, the big tent poles of Morning Edition and All Things Considered during the week, or Weekend Edition on the weekends. Maybe you're a huge Prairie Home Companion fan, or you love This American Life. Well, it's all there for you. It's all there for you whenever you want it. And it doesn't cost a thing, except it has a cost for the station. As I said earlier, we pay about $1 million, million plus, for the nationally distributed programs that we air on KERA. And that doesn't even include what it costs to run this business, to hire people, reporters, producers, staff. You know, KERA has every expense that your household, your small business, or your really big business has. Every single expense. We got to pay the bills. We have to pay salaries. We have to provide insurance. All that stuff. And you pay for it when you call 888-694-6931. You help make this station a reality when you go online to kera.org and you contribute. Well, I want to thank everybody who gave today. We did it. We made the challenge. Thank you so much. Thanks again. Thanks again to Kate and Keith Newman for their challenge, their contribution today. Anything You Ever Wanted to Know today was produced by Lindsay Knight. Thanks, Lindsay. Our engineer was Shelley Canavy. Thank you, Shelley. And Fiona Norton answered your phone calls. Thank you, Fiona. And Christine McConnell makes our podcast. Thanks very much, Christine, for that. Don't forget, you can email us your questions, comments, your suggestions, and your answers, anything at kera.org. You can find me on Twitter. I'm at Jeff Whittington. And we'll be back next week, hopefully, a fundraising-free show. But until then, be safe and have a great weekend, everybody.